Well, many in the U.S. ag sector are getting frustrated with the fact that the free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and Korea are still awaiting passage. But how is that delay affecting those U.S. trading partners?
Frankly, the Colombian people are a little bit fed up with all this.
That's Colombian ambassador to the United States, Gabriel Silva.
It's increasingly more difficult for us to explain what is going on because sometimes it's unexplainable. And clearly, this is such a convenient treaty. It's a win-win situation. We basically don't compete in anything. Colombia doesn't produce cars or grain. We are very complementary, so there's no real excuse for not doing this.
Trade adjustment assistance has been the sticking point, with unions and Democrats pushing for job protections as part of the trade agreements. However, Ambassador Silva believes that's a wasted effort.
And I think that they are quite blind in doing this, because to protect a handful of jobs, they are destroying hundreds of thousands of them.
U.S. products have faced tariffs of 2% to 25% ever since the previous trade agreement ran out several years ago. Silva says this is keeping American ag producers from getting their goods to willing buyers in Colombia.
I love California wine, but I cannot basically get it in Colombia. Why? Because California wines have to pay 15% tariff, while the Chilean and the Argentinian wine comes in duty-free.
Ambassador Silva, a cattleman in Colombia, is urging farmers to contact their members of Congress to encourage passage of the FTAs. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.